As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Fox Sports Updates brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new dinner specials on Thursday through Saturday. And check out the great new golf shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is dealing with a mild high ankle sprain, according to the NFL Network. And the report says the Chiefs consider him week to week, and there's a chance he could miss their Week 16 matchup on Saturday with the Houston Texans. Lions running back David Montgomery could miss the rest of the season because of a sprained MCL in his knee. Reports say Montgomery is getting a second opinion on the injury. It was a tough Sunday for the Lions, who not only lost the game to the Bills, but lost Montgomery. Also lost corner Carlton Davis with a fractured jaw, and defensive lineman Ali McNeil was lost to a torn ACL. Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel says wide receiver Jalen Waddle is day-to-day after suffering a knee injury against the Texans. Desmond Ridder expected to start at quarterback for the Raiders tonight against the Falcons. That's at 8:30 Eastern time, Bears-Vikings 8 Eastern. The 49ers suspended linebacker Devondre Campbell for the final three regular season games for conduct detrimental to the team for failing to enter their game Thursday against the Rams.
Fox Sports update on KPRL. Brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. Following a frigid start to December in the eastern U.S., AccuWeather's long-range forecaster, Paul Postolak, is calling for waves of cooler air throughout the winter. December kicked off with an Arctic blast in the eastern U.S., leaving much of the west mild and dry, but that pattern appears to be flipping. Postolak says he's favoring heavier rain and snow in the Pacific Northwest and occasionally in Northern California. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is reiterating the important role of beef in a healthy diet while responding to questionable advice published in the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee's latest report. The committee is advising USDA and HHS that federal nutrition guidelines should include a reduction in red meat. NCBA President Mark Isley says the committee ignores scientific evidence about beef's essential nutrients and the foundational role it plays as a preferred protein in healthy diets. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service announced the start of its national milk testing strategy to address H5N1 infections in dairy herds. The new federal order requires sharing raw milk samples upon request from any entity responsible for a dairy farm. It also requires owners with positive cattle to provide information that enables contact tracing. Finally, it requires the reporting of positive tests to USDA.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading as investors await the Fed's two-day policy meeting, which kicks off on Tuesday, that could set Wall Street's direction into next year. The Dow has been wavering and on track for an eighth straight session of losses, its longest losing streak since June of 2018. However, tech stocks are advancing and boosting the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which has hit an all-time intraday high. The price of Bitcoin has hit an all-time high of over $107,000 and reaping further gains from President-elect Trump's plans to deregulate cryptos and create a national strategic reserve of Bitcoin. Shares of Honeywell are up over 3% after the industrial company said it has been considering a spin-off of its aerospace business. The move comes about a month after activist investor Elliott Investment Management suggested that Honeywell break into two companies. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Trump's victory doesn't mean our financial worries are over. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. Washington's spending addiction still threatens your savings. That's why I recommend gold IRAs from my friends at Birch Gold Group. These accounts protect your retirement from government mismanagement. For a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word SHELTER to 989898. Don't wait. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 now for your free kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Across the country, inventors are coming up with new ways to harness renewable energy sources, and some of the most influential of them want Uncle Sam to stay out. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
The Arab oil embargo of 1973 produced a lot of effects on America, and one of the beneficial ones was a great upsurge in creative research and development of alternative energy sources. Chief among these have been, of course, solar and wind energy. Naturally, there have been voices raised in Congress for Uncle Sam to spend more and more money on developing these new energy sources. But now some of the most respected voices in the alternative energy field are discrediting the arguments for ever-increasing government subsidies. Tom Bender is one such person. He was a leader in the creation of the National Center for Appropriate Technology, funded by the Federal Community Services Agency. But he has become a sharp critic of that organization and the federal funding approach in general. Bender says that government funding for alternative technology is probably not necessary, mainly because so much progress is being made without it. There's a growing awareness, he says, that our problems must largely be resolved by local responsibility and action, and that government money is not free dollars, but only our own hard work and taxes, diluted 5-1 with bureaucratic red tape and control. We always get the best results with our own money, he adds, because we're more careful with it. Local money is second best and federal money the most dangerous. Another leading figure in solar energy development, Steve Baer, is even more critical. Baer says that President Carter is silly to hand out so much rhetoric about a national energy policy. Baer says there shouldn't be any national energy policy because no one has the wisdom to make one. We do not need a Department of Energy, he declares. We do not need laws governing everything from the car you drive to the windows in your house. Foolish people will waste their money on inefficient cars and badly built houses. Isn't that their business? Leave people alone with enough wealth after they pay their taxes and they will invent, develop, trade with each other, and do a good job of solving their own problems, says Baer. It's a great shame that the so-called energy crisis is being used by politicians to increase taxes and laws, thereby taking away liberties Americans have previously enjoyed. Behind every gentleman working on government research stand the police. I don't think the founders of our country had this relationship in mind. Unquote from solar energy leader Steve Baer. These solar pioneers are right on target. After we've heard so much romantic rhetoric about alternative energy sources, this kind of realism is refreshing, isn't it? This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Because of movies and the numerous books written about the Alamo, it has become not just a place, but also a symbol of man's fight for independence. The events at the Alamo weren't the first time Anglo-Texans rebelled against Mexico. As we shall see, it was tried almost a decade earlier.
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. The Roosters family wants to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, and with the Christmas Eve fast approaching, the Roosters elves have all the Christmas firearm presents wrapped and ready to load on a Santa's sleigh for delivery. And you know that although the background check time has passed to meet the Christmas Day deadline delivery for firearms, we always welcome customers coming down to Roosters to buy themselves a great firearm, and they tell us,
"Sweetheart, I don't have anything for you for Christmas, so my Christmas present to you is this. Go down to Roosters and pick out a gun."
I know this has worked well for me, and I am sure it will work well for you. So come on down and see the great selection of firearms we have in stock, or if you don't see it, we can order it.
If this doesn't work out, Rooster still has a lot of great gifts for that someone special. The chocolate handguns and chocolate ammo are back by popular demand, and we have all of the newest Black Rifle shirts and mugs. So come on down to Rooster's Firearms, located 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give us a shot, and you'll be glad you did.
In an attempt to settle Texas, Spain and later Mexico encouraged people from the United States to come to Texas. Using the impresario system, men who brought in groups of people could get large parcels of land to establish communities. Stephen Austin brought in a number of Anglo settlers to Texas, many of whom were involved in the revolution that brought about the eventual independence of Texas. But almost 10 years before this, there was another revolution led by Benjamin Edwards. Benjamin and his brother had established a community, but it wasn't doing well, so Benjamin's brother went back to the States to raise some money. Benjamin, hearing the Anglos' constant complaining about Mexico, decided it was time to establish an independent country. So, on December 16, 1826, with a force of approximately 30 men, he seized the fort at Nacogdoches, and claiming all of the surrounding territory, declaring it the Republic of Fredonia. Edwards said he would govern the new country under the principles of independence, liberty, and justice. Looking for all the help he could get, Edwards made a treaty with the Cherokee Indians with promises of giving them parts of Texas following the Revolution. Unfortunately, Edwards overestimated the dissatisfaction of the Anglos. They were doing a lot of complaining, but they weren't ready for revolution. For 6 weeks, the Republic of Fredonia existed. Edwards tried to build support for his cause, and then the Mexican militia arrived. The rebellion disintegrated with little resistance because their leader, Benjamin Edwards, had fled to the United States. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Hammond Overhead Door Company has known for over 50 years that you have a choice when it comes to garage door services. That's why they utilize only the finest garage door materials and equipment, and their fleet of fully equipped service vehicles are ready to serve your maintenance and repair needs quickly and efficiently. Hammond Overhead Door Company. Call 238-0524 or go to HammondOverheadDoor.com.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Experience holiday magic at the Charles Paddock Zoo in Atascadero. Saturday, December 21st, Santa Claus will be at the zoo to welcome visitors and deliver gifts to the animals from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Holiday magic is fun for the whole family, and all of the events of the day are included with your admission. Holiday magic, Saturday, December 21st, 10 to 1 at the Charles Paddock Zoo in Atascadero. For more info, visit charlespaddockzoo.org.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in studio today with our special guest from the city of Paso Robles as we get ready for a special celebration. That will be New Year's Eve. And with us today is Public Works Administrator Frieda Berman and Officer Ross Porter from Paso Robles Fire. Thank you for joining us. You can get a little bit closer to the mics. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Well, we have Frieda. This is not the first time for you. The New Year's Eve celebration in the downtown city park. Just to get going here, tell us what's going on and what we can expect.
So we're very excited to host again the New Year's Eve concert and bonfire in City Park on New Year's Eve from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. As we did last year, we are building a giant bonfire that will be lit at 7. I'll let Ross talk a little bit more about that. But a band, a Lucky Devils band, same band as last year, high energy dance band, does really a lot of different covers from different eras. Everyone likes to sing along and dance. We have some stilt walkers that are going to be dressed up in lighted costumes this year, going through the crowd and dancing with the participants. Food, wine, beer, drinks, cocktails, and champagne that'll be available for sale. So we're excited to have a huge crowd like we did last year.
You know, one of the things is that the band, I want to start with the Lucky Devil Band, and I just happened to go check them out online recently, and having been at last year's event, one is they put on quite a show.
They absolutely do. They're pros. They're what's called a corporate band, meaning they're professional musicians by day, and they do these gigs at night, so the quality is really high.
You can tell, and you can tell in the voice, but one of the amazing things is when I went on and checked it out, is the versatility, not only in their voices, but also in the genre of the songs that they could do. It's not just, you know, because I'm sure a lot of people certainly, well, they're probably just doing this. No, they do a lot of different things. And they I noticed, I listened to one this morning. It was a cover of Tina Turner doing, yep, doing Proud Mary. And I'll tell you what, it was pretty awesome.
It is awesome. They can do music from any era. Hits from any era. We asked them to do a variety of music for this event, so everyone has something that they can identify with and jump up and down to.
And when they go on stage, they're up there for a while, but as you know, people may know, when you're out in a little colder weather, that's hard to do because your voice gets a little strained on that. But they're, as you said, they're professionals, and it's free. So folks, if you've never seen them, you got to take advantage of it, because there's something else to watch. And even if you don't want to dance in public, but the energy that they put over the rest of the crowd is pretty amazing. And it's what it's. There are some, well, entertainers or groups that just have that, whatever it is.
Right.
They bring it.
Yeah, and that's the exact reason we brought them back this year, because of the show they put on last year. Their level of professionalism and how they can appeal to everyone that comes to the event.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Porter, you will not be dancing, but you have some responsibilities that you will have to attend to during this event on your birthday.
That's correct. We'll be having the bonfire down there to keep everybody warm, and we'll be keeping the bonfire going throughout the event. So.
Again, we talked about this before we went on air, just for the audience to know about the bonfire itself. How does it? Just put us through the application of getting the bonfire going.
So it'll be constructed out of pallets, and we have those stacked up. It will be in the center of the area that's got DG for a base. So we're not burning anything, grass or anything like that. We have a safety fence around that provides a safety buffer between the crowd and the fire. We have a fire engine that will be there as well on hand. But people will feel the warmth. It'll be plenty warm. Last year, people actually started stepping back, and we knew that it was getting really hot when that happened, because people will usually step back when it really becomes hot. But it'll be plenty warm for everybody to gather around.
Yeah. The heat that comes out of it is pretty amazing. But the other thing is, if you are at a different end of the park, and you see it, it's pretty.
It provides a large glow. Yes.
Yeah. No. It looks very. With the lights in the atmosphere, and you go, man, that's. That looks pretty cool.
It's a pretty special atmosphere with the bonfire. It's like moth to the flame, right? Everyone's surrounding the bonfire, staring at it, and we build it as high as fire will let us build it. We have a safety zone, as Ross mentioned, but it really, people wait for us to light it. We adjust the holiday lights, so we're not sacrificing any of those. Take some down, but it's cool. I also want to thank the community for donating the pallets. So all the pallets we use, we have enough. We have more than 500 this year, but the community donates the untreated pallets to use in the bonfire.
So you said about 500?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah. You're going to use them all up, huh?
We'll see.
And just so people know that, you alluded to that you follow all the safety procedures, obviously, but also that you follow the guidance of the air pollution control as well.
That's correct. All the wood is dry and unpainted. We follow all the regulatory guidelines as far as that's concerned.
And afterwards, again, we talked a little bit about this. So the event goes from 7 to 11. The fire just doesn't go out 11 o'clock like that. So explain how that procedure takes place.
Correct. We'll burn it down to ash, and we'll have people standing by continuing to cool it down all the way until the coals are cool, and then it'll be secured with the fence, of course. But, yeah, we stay on at scene there until we get it all cooled down. So,
now, again, a layman's question. When it gets down to that level, do you then put water on it? Or you just let it just burn?
Yeah, we do. We'll put water on it at the very end. We'll completely soak it at the very end. Correct.
Now, how many years have you been involved with this event?
This is going to be my first year.
Your first
with
one,
this
yeah.
event. Yes.
Well, that's why they picked it. Picked you for your birthday. That way, you'll never forget.
Yeah, exactly.
And Freddie, you've been doing this since the first one X amount of years ago?
Right. So we first did it, I can't remember, it was like 2018, 19, something like that. We had the first one. Then we had a few years break. 2 years ago, we brought it back. If people remember, there was a huge rainstorm that night, but it all stopped at 7 when we lit the bonfire and we had a fun time. Last year was a great success, probably 5,000 to 6,000 people in the park, and we're expecting even more this year.
Do you remember how this first notion came about to do this? Somebody come, that a group or a community said, hey, let's do this?
No, I mean, and I only can really speak to the modern era. So Ty Lewis, our city manager, wanted to give a gift back to the community on New Year's Eve, and so he wanted us to reestablish the event. And so it's all city funded, and we organize it as a gift to the community.
Okay, so I may have missed it. So we don't know when the first one.
It was 2018 or 19.
Okay.
I can't remember exactly, but our city manager at the time thought it was a great idea and to do this for the community as well.
Do you? Because I know that the cities are in contact with not necessarily on a daily basis, but you are aware of events that go on in certain cities. Do you know anyone here within striking distance of the Central Coast that puts on this type of display on New Year's Eve?
No, I don't. I'm not aware of any other bonfire on New Year's Eve. I think we might be unique in that, which, it makes it more special. In fact, last year we had people attend from all over. I mean, there were people from the Central Valley, people that came up from the South just because they had heard about the bonfire and actually the holiday lights in City Park.
Well, it's somewhat a compliment to many of the groups and organizations here, because if you think about it, on this time of the year specifically, that Paso Robles and Atascadero with their the big snow and all that you have Vine Street, that I don't know how many thousands of people show up for that, and they have been doing it for a long time, and now you have another event established, this New Year's Eve celebration, where you have thousands of people coming now because it's well done. And the other thing is, again, from personal experience, is the people that attend this event, I know people may worry, well, it's New Year's Eve, there's a lot of people. Everybody was nice.
They were. I mean, I have to wholeheartedly agree. Everyone was in a great mood last year. I mean, everyone was just happy to be there, smiling, watching the bonfire, interacting. It was just a good community event. But for those who may not be in the community spirit, we do have private security and police on hand, so we all should be good that evening.
Well, you have to have them, but it's just nice that, because with that many people, you may bump into a shoulder and you think,
right,
oh, somebody's going to this. But no, hey, Happy New Year, and that type of thing. So it makes it a lot comfortable. All right, you're listening to Sound Off. We'll be right back.
News, I'm Tom Regani. Police in Madison, Wisconsin are responding to a deadly shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
We know that at least three people have lost their lives, including a juvenile person.
Barnes says the suspected shooter is among the dead. Several more people were rushed to the hospital with injuries. Shooter has not been named. President-elect Trump is reacting to numerous drone sightings in New Jersey and other states. Fox's Nate Foy reports.
At Mar-a-Lago, Trump said essentially that the government and President Biden know what's going on here, but won't tell the American people. Listen to this.
Our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment.
The White House says the drones are not from a foreign government and pose no threat to public safety. America's listening to Fox News.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs, and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, davisbodyshop.com.
When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention, Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/water heating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Love barbecue? At Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse, we're serving award-winning barbecue. Pulled barbecue pork sandwiches, baby back ribs, pork belly, chicken, and more. Right here at Atascadero at 6550 El Camino Real below the clock tower. With over 25 years of world championship barbecue competitions, now you can enjoy that flavor close to home. We also offer catering, cooking classes, and over 30 flavors of peanut brittles. Visit ChefGregory.com to explore all we have to offer. Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse in Atascadero, where Memphis tradition meets gourmet perfection.
Okay, well, we're back on sound off despite the lighter not coming back on, but what the heck, when we're over, I'll just go in and kick the computer in the other room and get it to work again. Frida, as we continue talking about the New Year's Eve celebration, Paso Robles, you might want to let people know a couple of the details and a surprise that we didn't mention.
Yes, we have a surprise New Year's Eve kickoff to 2025. This, like we mentioned, it's 7 to 11. At 9 p.m., which is midnight on the East Coast, we're doing our celebration of 2025. And this year, I'm happy to announce we're going to have a small pyrotechnic display, not fireworks in the air. Captain Porter here won't let us do that. But we will have stand pieces on either side of the stage, which light up.
Kind of give me a radio visual version, a theater of mind version of what I would expect.
Okay, so there's a large mobile stage, which you've seen. On either side will be a structure, one which we will light, and it will say Happy New Year. The other side of the stage, vertical, will say 2025. At the same time, we have some fountains going off in front. So it will be pretty fun. We've tried to do a ball drop in the past. It's never been really impactful. I think you have to have a giant ball like New Year's Eve to like Times Square to really make New Year's Eve impactful. But we have pyrotechnics this year to help celebrate 2025.
And Adam Montiel will be emceeing this event.
Adam Montiel will be emceeing the bet. All sales of alcohol, which you have to buy tickets for your drinks. You buy tickets, you get a wristband, you get your ID checked. Then you can visit either Cal Coast Brewery, Paso Seco for bubbles, the Paso Robles Wine Merchant for a glass of wine, or the Paso Robles Distillery Trail for a cocktail, and get your cocktail from them, giving them your ticket. All proceeds benefit both the Paso Robles Police Officers Association and the Paso Robles Firefighters Association, both nonprofits.
And as you mentioned in the beginning, but there's plenty of food for people to consume as well.
Yes, we have four food vendors that will be there this year. We'll have, Rice on Wheels, which is Asian food. We have Buenos Dias Mexican food truck. We have Crave Mini Donuts for those with a sweet tooth. And we have Quick Comfort Food, which is pizza and fries and things you can that are portable, you can carry around, burgers, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and with all this delicious food, the fries, the pizza, and everything else, people should realize that you can have all this because your New Year's resolution of losing weight doesn't start until the next day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We want people to have good fun, a lot of fun, and see all our vendors.
So go bonkers with it. Preparation. What is the preparation like for this? Is it you start X amount of, for you and your coworkers?
Well, as a group, we've been having meetings for a couple months now, but as far as the fire department side, we do have some prep. We meet ahead of time. We have a plan that's developed. It's called the Incident Action Plan. We follow that, and that's prepped way in advance. Basically, any contingencies and contacts, all that kind of stuff is included in that. So we're very well prepared, as most firefighters are when we do things like this. So.
Now, since this is your first one, but again, assumption on my part is that you have some people that have been at this particular event before. So do you know from year to year, is that, hey, we should do this, maybe we should try this, or is it just a kind of a standard procedure that you go through?
There's a standard procedure, but as Frieda mentioned, we have adjusted it over the years a little bit as we learn. From one event to the next, we're always trying to make it better and more impactful and a funner event and include more people. So we're always doing that. But so we are learning from year to year. So we are tweaking little things and changing little things, but usually not anything that the public's going to know.
Frieda, from your standpoint with some of the changes, the pyro things this year, do you get feedback from the community on suggestions of, hey, why don't you do why don't you try this? Or
not for this event, really. I mean, it's just really well received
as it is.
Yeah, for July 4th we always get suggestions on all kinds of different issues. I mean, it's a challenging one, but this event, people are just happy. They just want to come downtown. They want to celebrate with their friends. They like the band. They like the food and alcohol options. The downtown's beautiful. They can go to the restaurants. So we really haven't received anything. We're just planning for more people. We've expanded the footprint. We've made plans. Russ didn't mention, but he's increased the size of the bonfire safety zone so we can stockpile more pallets to make the bonfire last longer. Last year, we ran out of pallets. It burned so hot. So this year, we're planning to have it last longer, stockpile more pallets.
All right, sounds great, and look forward to it. It's coming up December 31st, New Year's Eve, at the Downtown City Park, 7 till 11. And folks, it's free admission, by the way. Just remember that. And enjoy what the City of Paso Robles is doing to bring in 2025. Frieda and Ross, thank you very much for coming in. Best of luck, and Happy New Year, and happy birthday as well.
Thank you.
All right, Susanna has the day off, and coming up, since we're heading towards the big day on the 25th Christmas, we'll have a little special on the history of Christmas. Thanks for listening to KPRL, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.